Throwing back to Labor Day, PM Mahiuddin has said that businesses such as restaurants were allowed to open and they are also advised to keep a little book around to record the customers' names and phone numbers as part of contact tracing. However, lots of people have been very concerned about whether the use of pen and paper is still relevant in this day and age. In addition to that, some were worried that the pen and paper will be a conduit in the transmission of COVID-19. In order to combat that, the Selangor government has come up with a way where the pen and paper are omitted. Introducing SE Langka, SE Langor, get it? According to a poster by the Shah Alam City Council, businesses in Selangor are required to print out their unique QR codes that they can get from the SE Langka website. First off, you will have to go to the website and search for your business. If not found, then you can register your company. After that, a QR code will be generated and you can display it at the entrance of your premises. Customers are advised to scan the QR code prior to entering the premises and their phone numbers will be recorded along with a timestamp. The data will be stored by the local government. This facilitates contact tracing if a COVID-19 positive person has visited a certain business premise. So Selangor inhabitants should take notice of this and download scanner applications to make life easier. After you have scanned the QR code, don't exit the application yet. You might be asked by the cashier to show that you have scanned the QR code. Well, this is definitely an easy way to do contact tracing. We hope that other states will be able to adopt this, and maybe they should also keep the pen and paper approach for those who have no smartphones and for the elderly. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, don't worry if you have not received your BPN money, it's coming soon on these dates. You have reached the end of this story.